You know what keeps me up at night about the eVTOL industry? It's not the rotors, it's not the batteries, it's the factory. I'm Vector. And this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and today I want to talk about the company that most aviation people still haven't taken seriously enough, Supernal, the air mobility division of Hyundai Motor Group. Now, before you tune out because you've heard about another electric vertical takeoff and landing startup, hear me out, because Supernal is not a startup. That distinction matters more than almost anything else in this space. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's break this down. Hyundai Motor Group is the third largest automaker on the planet. They build roughly 7 million vehicles a year across Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. They operate factories on 5 continents. They have their own steel production, their own battery research division, their own robotics arm, and in 2019, they hired a man named Jaewon Shin, the former associate administrator of NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate, to lead a brand new division. That division became Supernal. Here's what most people miss. Every other eVTOL company in the world is trying to simultaneously solve 3 impossible problems at once. They have to design a novel aircraft. They have to certify that aircraft with the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and its European equivalent, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency. And they have to figure out how to mass produce it at a price point that makes commercial air taxi service economically viable. That third problem is the one that has quietly killed more programs than bad aerodynamics ever did. Lilium went bankrupt. We talked about that on this show. They had 36 ducted electric fans and gorgeous renderings and not a single production line. Volocopter has been teetering on the edge financially for years. Even the companies with strong flight test programs, and there are several good ones, face this brutal reality. Building 10 aircraft for certification is a fundamentally different challenge than building 10,000 aircraft for commercial service. Supernal's argument is simple. We already know how to build 10,000 of something. We do it every day, and they're not wrong. The aircraft itself is called the SA-2. It's a 5-seat eVTOL, 4 passengers plus the pilot, with 8 tilting rotors on a distributed electric propulsion system. The rotors are mounted on 2 main structures, 4 up front and 4 in the rear. And they tilt from vertical for takeoff and landing to a more horizontal orientation for cruise flight. The design uses a fixed wing for lift and forward flight, which is critical because you do not want to be hovering on battery power any longer than you absolutely have to. Every second you spend in hover is energy you're burning at the worst possible efficiency. The target range is roughly 40 miles. The target cruise speed is around 120 knots. Those numbers sound modest, and they are modest on purpose, because Supernal is not designing an aircraft around aspirational battery chemistry that might exist in 2032. They're designing around the batteries they can get right now. And that is a philosophical choice that I think separates the companies that will actually fly passengers from the ones that will become really interesting Wikipedia articles. Let me give you some context on the engineering. The SA-2 uses a relatively conventional tilt rotor configuration. It is not a compound helicopter. It is not a vectored thrust jet. It is not trying to reinvent physics. The innovation is supposed to come from the manufacturing process, not from some exotic propulsion architecture. And when you look at Hyundai's track record, that's actually a credible claim. Think about what goes into a modern automobile. Thousands of parts, tight tolerances, advanced composites and high-strength steel, electrical systems managing dozens of sensors and actuators, automated quality control, supply chain logistics that span the globe. Now, an eVTOL is obviously not a car. The certification requirements are orders of magnitude more demanding. You cannot have a recall on a rotor assembly the way you recall a door latch, but the underlying manufacturing discipline, the process engineering, the ability to drive unit costs down through volume, that translates. Hyundai has said publicly that they intend to apply automotive production techniques to the SA-2. Things like modular assembly, high-volume composite fabrication, automated inspection, integrated electronics manufacturing. They're building a dedicated facility in Jurupa Valley, California, specifically for this purpose. The company has said it will be capable of producing up to 2,000 units a year when fully operational, 2,000 units a year. Let that number sit with you for a minute. There is no eVTOL company on the planet that has demonstrated the ability to produce even a few dozen aircraft annually, and Supernal is building a factory designed for 2,000. Now, is that ambitious? Absolutely. Is it credible? Well, that depends on two things: certification and market demand. On the certification front, Supernal is pursuing a type certificate under the FAA's new special class provisions for powered lift aircraft. This is the same regulatory pathway that Joby and Archer and others are navigating. The FAA published its final rule for powered lift pilot training and operations in early 2025, which removed one of the biggest regulatory unknowns. But the type certification itself, the actual process of proving to the FAA that this aircraft is safe enough to carry paying passengers, that is still an enormous mountain to climb. The data tells an interesting story here. No eVTOL manufacturer has achieved type certification yet. Not one. Joby is arguably the furthest along in the United States, and they've been at it for over a decade. Certification is not something you can throw money at and accelerate past a certain point. The FAA has a process. The process involves thousands of pages of compliance documentation, hundreds of tests, and a philosophical conservatism that exists for very good reasons. People's lives are at stake. Supernal has publicly targeted initial commercial operations in the 2028 to 2030 timeframe. That timeline is aggressive. I would personally be surprised if we see revenue passenger flights before 2030, but I've been wrong before, and Supernal does have one thing that most of its competitors don't cash. Hyundai Motor Group generates north of $100 billion in annual revenue. They can fund a long certification program without going back to venture capitalists every 18 months to beg for another round. That financial stability is not glamorous. It does not make headlines. But it is the single most important variable in determining whether an eVTOL program survives long enough to reach the market. We've seen what happens when the money runs out. Lilium, Vertical Aerospace, nearly collapsed and had to restructure. Volocopter has been through multiple funding crises. Developing a novel aircraft category is staggeringly expensive, and the timeline from first flight to first revenue is measured in years, not months. Having a parent company with deep pockets and patient capital is an enormous structural advantage. Now let me play the skeptic for a minute, because I think being honest about the risks is more useful to you than cheerleading. Risk number one. Hyundai is an automaker. They make cars. They do not have an aviation heritage. They do not have a Part 21 production certificate. They have not previously manufactured an aircraft of any kind. The institutional knowledge required to build and certify aircraft is different from the knowledge required to build cars. Similar in some ways, yes, but different in ways that matter enormously when an FAA inspector is reviewing your quality management system. Risk number two, the market itself is unproven. Nobody knows yet whether consumers will pay for short-range urban air taxi service at a price point that makes the economics work. The consulting firms have produced beautiful market studies projecting hundreds of billions of dollars in advanced air mobility revenue by 2040. Those projections assume infrastructure that doesn't exist, regulatory frameworks that are still being written, and public acceptance that has never been tested at scale. The honest answer is that nobody knows what the real demand looks like. Risk number three, battery technology remains the fundamental constraint. At current energy densities, you get about 40 miles of range with meaningful payload. That's useful for specific routes. Think downtown to the airport, but it limits the addressable market. Incremental improvements in lithium-ion chemistry will help, but they won't unlock the kind of range and endurance you'd need to replace regional air service. For that, you need a generational leap in energy storage, and those leaps are notoriously hard to predict. So why am I still paying attention to Supernal despite all of that? Because of something that happened in early 2025 that didn't get enough coverage. Supernal completed full-scale wind tunnel testing of the SA2 configuration at their facility and demonstrated the transition envelope, the critical phase where the aircraft shifts from vertical to forward flight across a wide range of conditions. They also announced a strategic partnership with Overair to license certain tilt rotor control technologies. That collaboration suggests Supernal is pragmatic enough to buy expertise where they don't have it rather than trying to develop everything in-house. They've also been quietly building out their supply chain partnerships. Contracts with battery suppliers, agreements with avionics providers, relationships with materials companies for the composite airframe. This is the unsexy work that doesn't make the front page of aviation media, but it is exactly the kind of work that determines whether you can actually scale production when the time comes. And then there's the infrastructure play. Hyundai has invested in vertiport development through partnerships with several urban development companies. Because here's the thing about eVTOL service. You can build the most beautiful aircraft in the world, but if there's nowhere to land it in the city center, you don't have a business. you have a technology demonstration. Supernal seems to understand that the aircraft is only one piece of a much larger system that includes charging infrastructure, maintenance networks, air traffic management integration, and physical landing sites. The comparison I keep coming back to is the early automotive industry. In 1908, there were hundreds of car companies. Most of them were essentially coach builders who bolted an engine onto a carriage frame. They were artisans. Then Henry Ford came along and introduced mass production. And within a decade, most of those artisan shops were gone. Not because their cars were bad, but because they couldn't compete on cost and volume. I'm not saying Supernal is Henry Ford. That would be premature and probably unfair to everyone involved. But I am saying that the eVTOL industry is approaching an inflection point where the ability to manufacture at scale will matter as much as the ability to fly. And when that moment arrives, the company backed by one of the largest manufacturers on Earth has an advantage that no startup can replicate, no matter how good their engineering is. The honest answer to where Supernal stands right now is somewhere between very promising and completely unproven. They have the resources. They have the talent. Jiwon Shin is as credible a leader as exists in this space. They have a sensible aircraft design that doesn't require breakthrough physics. And they have a parent company that understands mass production at a level that no aerospace company on Earth can match. What they don't have yet is a certified aircraft, a proven market, or a single revenue passenger. And until those things exist, everything else is a very expensive bet. But if I had to rank the companies most likely to be operating commercial eVTOL service at real scale by 2035, Supernal would be in my top three, not because they're the flashiest, not because they've flown the most impressive prototype, but because they might be the only ones who can solve the production problem that everyone else is still pretending doesn't exist. The future of flight isn't just about who can build an aircraft that flies, it's about who can build 10,000 of them. And that changes the math on everything. This one drew from Supernal's published design documentation, Aviation Week's coverage of their wind tunnel testing program, and Hyundai Motor Group's investor presentations on their advanced air mobility roadmap. More on Cleared Direct at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Keep watching the factory floor as much as the flight line. That's where this story gets decided.